It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is Dukes and Bell. It's the best meme I've seen of our Braves. It's an old Nintendo cartridge with an A on it. And the person is blowing into the cartridge. If you are old enough, and I don't assume everybody is, to remember that, as I said to Mike, that used to work. Don't ask me why. But that's what we have to do. Blow in that cartridge. Clear it. Put it in there. And let's go. And that's how you got to feel about the Braves right now, Mike. That's what needs to happen.
Right, man. Just reset it, man. Reset. You know? Think about, like, you know, anything in your life that you've had to hit the reset button on. Could be a relationship.
Could be.
But in this case, you can't cut the cord on the starting eight, Carl. You gotta. Now, we did have to. Now, Profar, when we see him again, you want to boo him when he gets back in the field, knock yourself out, because we don't know him from Adam, right? And he's obviously a guy who was monkeying around with some funny business, putting that stuff in his body, and that flimsy excuse.
I didn't know, Mike.
Never knowingly do that. You got to inject this stuff, dude.
I didn't know what was going on. I mean, come on. I rubbed up against the fridge. It happened. Come on.
I mean, I'd rather him said, you know, I went to Orange Julius. They put something in my smoothie.
But
by the
yes.
way, those places still exist, by the way?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Orange, you ever had an Orange Julius?
No.
It was interesting.
I think they attached it now to the Great American Cookie Company.
Oh. Yeah.
Like that. And like, what's the Annie's?
I love the Great American Cookie Company.
The Annie's Pretzels place or whatever. I think they get attached to those.
I love
now.
Those pretzels, man.
Oh, the Cookie Company.
Because that's funny. Chris, Orange Julius?
Yeah, we had one in the Garden State Plaza Mall back home in New Jersey.
That was a joint back then.
Yeah, I'm just curious. It was right next to a Johnny Rockets.
Yeah, locations. Let's take a look.
Okay.
Come on, computer. The whole show's waiting on you. Thanks for nothing. By the way, can you hear the wheel turning?
Oh, the color wheel?
This stupid computer. How old are these? These computers are what, 15 years old?
At least. There are zero locations within 25 miles of Georgia.
Oh, okay, there you go. I was waiting. I never got the answer. But anyway, it's an ode to Orange Julius. If you never had
it
one.
It was great.
And if you ever did, and if you're a certain age, you mix it with vodka. Fantastic.
It was a good mixer. It was. It was good. But now you got me thinking about the mall days of what was connected to what.
What? Or you've never had an Orange Julius with a vodka float?
I've never had an Orange Julius, but it's funny how the Orange Julius went straight to and then it goes well with vodka.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it does.
I'm just saying.
It's like a frozen screwdriver, I guess.
I'm just saying spring break, going to Daytona or going down to Panama City. That was a beverage of choice.
A morning drink, afternoon drink? What is the Orange Julius?
That's an anytime drink. It's really cool.
Well, we would get an Orange Julius and then go over to Spencer's Gifts and look at all the inappropriate posters.
Oh, yeah.
Right on, man.
Yeah.
Study hard with the wet t-shirts.
Spencer's.
There you go. A trip down the mall.
Edible kind of undergarments they had, yes.
Right.
Yeah. All right. By the way, are there any Spencer's is still around, right? It is.
I think that's where I got the spandex pants when I was a lead singer in the band.
Yeah, you could find weird stuff in there.
Right on.
Yeah.
Got my band Halen posters at Spencer's. The one at the mall we went to in Massapequa, which is Native American for near the mall, that's where the Eric Alec Baldwin is from. And that's where Jerry Seinfeld. That's a Jerry Seinfeld joke. It was like a head shop in the back. It had like weed accessories and stuff, like pipes and everything. That was in the back of the Spencer Gifts.
There are eight Spencer's Gifts in the greater Atlanta area.
Yeah, I hadn't been to one in many, many years. I just remember all this sex stuff that they had in there.
Those too.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't dirty or anything. It was like, just risque.
Right. Leather bustiers, lingerie, stuff like that.
And, you know, as a kid, you know, young teen, you're walking in there, you're like, what is this? Anyways.
what is that for?
Yeah, well, what is this? 2 years, $85 million extension with $66 million guaranteed for Geno Smith.
They love Geno. Man, don't you feel Geno's just kind of – am I being too hard on Geno with his ceiling? And he always tends to kind of when the game's on the line and if it's a postseason game.
So they're playoffs? Saying – this is funny, Mike, because, I mean, again, the Raiders didn't have to do anything, but the Raiders did this to better compensate him for his play after the blockbuster trade. So, again, you talk about, you know, Pete Carroll being there. He was traded from Seattle to the Raiders. Again, right. It's a two-year deal. Look, we've seen how this works out, right, Cousins? Front load this thing. It's really probably 1 year, and if they want to get out of it next year, they can. But Mike, he gets $66 million guaranteed. So at the end of the day, Geno's gotten a nice raise. Here's what I don't know if you're being too hard on him. I do think for you and I, it's still about postseason success. It's still about these big moments. But you know, I think at one point he led the league in passing last year. They were throwing that thing around and the offense, and you know, he looked a little bit more dynamic than maybe he normally would. But I also think that was based on the scheme and how they were operating. But I don't think you're necessarily being hard on Geno. I would ask anybody. Yes, he's played well, but has he won big games?
Because remember, the guy famously not drafted in the first round and sitting in the awkwardness of being in the green room and not getting selected. Having 2 years with the Jets where he was just mediocre.
Yes.
At first, I think it was 12-21. 12 touchdowns, 21 picks.
Well, everybody thought he was a bust at that point.
Right.
Right.
Then reinvents himself. He is, by the way, 34. But last 3 years, the year that he got the big contract broke out, 30 touchdowns, 11 picks. And he threw for 4,200. Last 2 years, he threw for 20-21 touchdowns. But that's with some pretty decent weapons at wide receiver.
Well, DK, he had DK and company. Obviously, he's going to Pittsburgh. But yeah, so the Raiders are taking care of him. They got a lot of other things to worry about. But I'm curious to see. Again, I do know this. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is for Brock Bowers. He'll show up. They've got a lot of holes to fill, Mike. But does this stop them again at six from taking a quarterback? Does it?
But I can't believe you give him that level of coin. You figure he's your guy for 3 years. 34, 35, 36.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I guess. I mean, I think they've been linked a lot to Genty from Boise State. And then you get the big run game. You take the pressure off Geno. That's where he's going to succeed.
That's, I agree.
Play action, and you just rip it up.
That's what I would do if I was the Raiders.
Play action to Genty, and now Brock Bowers streams down the middle, and you live on that all day.
Yeah, you got chain movers there. There's no doubt. Hey, man, D-Led's going to join us coming up here in less than 10 minutes. Stay right there. Right now, let's get to 4th and 1. Fourth and One brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Trey Hendrickson is not happy with the Bengals. You talk about communication. What communication? According to him, they haven't communicated. Here's Trey Hendrickson.
Communication has been poor over the last couple months. You know, that's something that I hold in high regard. You know, they have not communicated with my agent directly. It's been something that's been a little bit frustrating. But again, this is the business of it.
Yeah, I mean, Mike, I think, you know, all the focus was on the wide receivers, right? It was on Chase. It was on T. Higgins. They got their backs. And now Trey Hendrickson is out here with his shoulders shrugging, going, what about me? He also said he did have, you know, a previous conversation with the Bengals.
Last year and the year before, I've been talking about long-term contract, guaranteed money, things like that. And it was discussed with me in a meeting, which I'm very fortunate to have had with my agent, that we would get something done this year. So that being said, last year, go out and play to the level you have, we'll get it done. That was communicated with me. So that basically, you know, this year is going to get worked on. They also reiterated that at the combine. So that just kind of clears the air on that.
More sacks than Myles Garrett. and Kyle Van Noy and Danielle Hunter and Micah Parsons and T.J. Watt. Want me to go on? Everybody. Will Anderson.
Right.
He's deserving of a new big fat deal. I just don't think the Bengals are going to give it to him. And last but not least, here he is talking about, you know, we've been willing to hear what they have to say. Guys, I think, and Mike, I don't know where you're at, it's probably a trade's going to happen here, maybe before the draft or even on draft night. I don't think the Bengals are just going to, you know, say, hey, go into your last year. We know we're not paying you and you're going to walk. I don't believe that's going to happen. They may be looking to get something for him. Here's Hendrickson.
They are more than welcome to call me. I've had my cell phone, same cell phone number since high school. Open line of communication is always open with me and my agents. So if they have anything they'd like to discuss, we've been nothing but willing to listen.
There's some dude out there right now going, dude, I went to school with that guy. He's got the same number.
Call him up. Yeah, man.
He's got the same number since high school.
I don't know what game they're playing unless they feel there's going to be tremendous edge rush at the late, you know, because they're on the cusp of the playoffs, so they're picking after the Falcons. But I just don't get it when you see how much teams just ran it up and down the field on them, and you're going to just let your last – and again, you probably hold out, but again, you know, you don't get the money back nowadays if you do miss some camp. This is the last year of his deal. He wants an extension. So if they're just playing hardball, the Brown family, they own the Bengals, are notoriously cheap, but they did roll out the Brinks truck for T. Higgins and for Ja'Marr Chase. And that's why we always compare it to the Dolphins, who loaded up on their wide receiver core but also have a really mediocre defense.
By the way, Geno Smith, one of our listeners, Mike, and he's got a valid point, but Geno threw for 4,300 yards. So Burrow, Goff, Baker Mayfield, these are all the guys that threw for more yards. But he says, Dukes and Bell, y'all can knock Geno. He says, but Kirk Cousins has had the same damn career.
Oh, no, I'm not saying, like, I wouldn't think that Kirk Cousins is anybody who's ever won anything. That's always been the knock on him when it comes to the playoffs. The same thing applies to Kirk Cousins in the playoffs.
Yeah, he says, guys, all these guys, Tua, Dak, everybody's getting paid. They haven't done enough in the playoffs.
But to me, to get a guy who's 34 and to give him a 60, now again, how much that is guaranteed, that's the rub.
Yeah.
But
66.5 guaranteed, 85.5 max value.
Okay, that's still some coin there for that extension. And look, Pete Carroll believes in him, but again, if you get that big...
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Running back, and they add another wide receiver along, because look, with Brock Bowers, you really have that force multiplier. It can't be a dime. Look, he can deliver the football. My beef with him is he just never does anything when it's a play, when the playoffs are late in the season, with the playoffs on the line.
Mike, speaking of the Cowboys, why are they trading for Joe Milton?
And which this gets everybody going, just like that nitwit in Cleveland 2 weeks ago that said, oh boy, have I got a rumor for you.
Get ready for this one.
I got a really
darn good source within the Browns organization.
Yeah, right. Pretty good darn source. If the Cowboys traded Dak Prescott, now by the way, they trade a fifth and they get former Tennessee quarterback Joe Milton and a seventh rounder from the Patriots. Okay, so remember, Cooper Rush left the team, Trey Lance is gone, so they needed to get a viable backup if you don't believe Dak can stay healthy. But this got all the Dak and the Cowboy trading rumors again going. If the Cowboys trade Dak Prescott, there's a potential hit of $90 million
good
this
law.
Year in dead cap. And if they do it before June 1st, it exceeds $103 million. So I'm not saying other teams couldn't make room for dead cap-wise. The Cowboys eat it galactically, worse than anything the Broncos ate for Russell Wilson.
Yeah. And by the way, you know what's a shame? Trey Lance.
Nobody even knows what this guy is.
I mean, seriously. I mean, they traded for him. He never played.
Right.
The 49ers are like, he's not any good. Matter of fact, we'll take Mr. Irrelevant over him. And it's like, where's Trey Lance? Trey Lance should be playing somewhere, Mike, if he was as good as they thought he was. Remember, the 49ers moved to get him.
Right.
And that's been a big bust. Either way, though, this is interesting only from the standpoint of what you're saying with the draft picks and what you're giving up.
Right.
It's so Cowboys.
Yeah. So Dak now has one thing for certain, you got a viable backup. And I know that there was a lot of juice about Joe Milton maybe, you know, getting a...
He's got a big arm.
Remember the knee injury?
Yeah.
With the right team.
Same
things you'd say about him would be probably said after Michael Penix, just in a different, you know, regard because of the injury. But for a while there, he was one of the hot prospects at quarterback. Meanwhile, speaking of the Patriots, I saw this today in a Pro Football Talk. Josh McDaniels says basically Drake May's got to learn a new offense. And Milton did really well his last week of the season. That's why the Milton juice got going for the Cowboys. But Josh says that he can handle it. He said that it'll be different. I think sometimes it gets overblown because, you know, some quarterbacks, multiple offensive coordinators as a young quarterback. But he thinks Drake, it fits his thing. One thing for sure, Josh McDaniels cannot never be another head coach again, but he's a really good offensive coordinator.
Yeah, he is.
Who changes it up week to week.
And Vrabel hired him, back with the Patriots. And look, you know, the familiarity helps, but you can't knock the hustle, man. He's been really good. And he was good for Brady, with Brady, all those years as well. By the way, the Steelers, the deadline, when you talk about what's going to happen with Rodgers,
right?
I don't know if there is a deadline, but Ben Roethlisberger came out and said that he believes Rodgers is secretly holding out for Minnesota.
I think so, too. Why else wouldn't you be doing this other than you're just an egomaniac and you love the heat and the pressure and the juice?
D. Orlando Ledbetter. He covers the Falcons for the AJC and AJC.com. He was at the NFL annual meetings. He's going to stop by here next to talk with us about all the things he learned. Stay right there. Dude's been working a lot lately. D. Orlando Ledbetter, who covers the Falcons for the AJC and AJC.com. He's been all over the place, man. Annual meetings down with the NFL. D, I saw you so much, man. They should have just had a camera on you the entire time.
Oh, yeah. I got a little airtime down there. That's all right.
It was his show. I mean, seriously, the camera loved D. He was literally in every shot. He was like Forrest Gump.
Yeah, exactly right. D-Led, you talked to a lot of people down there. Obviously, our owner was down there as well. So let's start with this Cousins situation first. Where are you at right now on this? Has it changed for you, and what do you think? Because Mike and I were saying the team continues to say he's our backup, he's our backup. Everybody's singing the same song. What do you think right now with this situation before we head to the draft here in a few weeks?
Yeah, you know, something has to happen. You know, it hasn't changed. You know, nobody's trading for their contract. People are going to get a chance to try to fulfill their quarterback wishes in the draft first. And then if something happens, you know, post-draft, before camp, then, you know, they might trade for him. But like Cleveland can't even trade for him because They got Watson's contract sitting there. They got Kenny Pickett. They might draft another quarterback, either Shadur or Will Howard or somebody later. And Kurt don't want to go back into that situation. So, you know, what he wants is pretty much a delusional, you know, handed him a first round, you know, for a starting job somewhere when they're all gone. The only scenario is Aaron Rodgers decides, hey, I'm done, and Pittsburgh is left with, you know, nothing at quarterback. So, you know, you just got to let it happen, see where it goes. And the worst case scenario, you know, the Falcons said they'll get rid of him if it, you know, if something comes up good. But in the meantime, he's going to be, you know, the backup quarterback.
By the way, D-Led, did you hear anything about the Minnesota option? Because they're trying to placate J.J. McCarthy. I heard the Coach O'Connell saying, hey, you know, he's still a good quarterback. It just seems like they feel they plug in Aaron Rodgers. They're going places.
Mm. Yeah, no, the Minnesota people were the one who ran him off in the first place. Kawisi and them. So Kawisi, he's not bringing them back.
Right.
You know, that's the feeling there. Minnesota wasn't even a – you know, it makes sense that, you know, the J.J. is coming back from an injury. They lost their quarterback, you know, Darnold and the other kid in free agency. Yeah, so it looks like it makes sense. But, yeah, they're not a good option for Kirk Cousins. I mean, those are people who decided, hey, they gave you too much money, and we're not giving you any more, so you're a free agent now.
And by the way, I was referring – I'm sorry, I didn't get you across wired on that one. I was thinking, is Aaron Rodgers still viable for Minnesota?
Oh, no. He it's all Pittsburgh is okay. What all the talk was down there. Yeah. All Pittsburgh, you know, and while he's in his dark room and stuff.
D. Orlando Ledbetter joining us. Mr. Blank, talking about this team. Did you get the sense, and maybe you've known this, D, but, you know, we're trying to relate this to our listeners and obviously folks who haven't heard this. How frustrated he was at the end of the season with Raheem and Terry and what this upcoming season means?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You know, Mr. Blank is so cool, and I've been with him, you know, the whole 20 years right after he got the team. And he really does, you know, own that. He's the custodian for the fans, and, you know, he's going to hold them to the fire when things aren't going right. And he said it wasn't a long conversation, but they knew he was disappointed. So, you know, he's speaking to them on our behalf or on the fans' behalf. And, you know, he made it clear that, you know, that wasn't cool at all. You know, to go 6-3, have a 2-game lead, and, you know, whatever happened, but it fell apart. So, yeah, he's like, no, that's not good. And they know it, and they're kind of on notice.
It's D. Orlando Ledbetter with us, guys, talking about our Falcons and, you know, what the heck's going on here. Do you – now, D, let's get it from you, man. They did make this big pronouncement. Only defensive players we're going to talk to with the combine. But now we heard they've had – you know, they've been kicking the tires on some tackles. Do you think there's a better-than-average chance we go tackle with the first pick?
Yeah, because as soon as he said that, I ran into the lobby and ran to Terry. I was like, hey, Hey, the owner just said you're drafting all defense, but he didn't get a kick out of that. And, you know, of course, he didn't tell me what he was doing, but he's like, oh, wow, we're gonna do our job, man. There's going to be some good offensive players there, too. And, you know, he doesn't like those shackles on him for sure, but I was just letting him know that, hey, the owner already put it out there, you're going all defense, so. You know, he knows if he's going offense, he's going to have to explain that thing again. But, yeah, they've been looking at all the tackles and all of the top edge rushers. And, you know, what's going to make it palatable for them is that, you know, Mike Green and James Pierce have got red flags. So that's two pass rushers that might not be on their board. And then Shamar Stewart, he's, you know, got no production, but he looks like a ball player, but he didn't do anything, you know. And Mikael Williams, same thing. He was playing hurt, so we don't know what he can do. But those guys are going to be there along with the tackles, Kelvin Banks and Connerly, and then also maybe one of the cornerbacks, Will Johnson or Maxwell Harrison. So be prepared for a riot downfield Boulevard when they draft one of these non-pass rushers.
I'm trying to tell you.
April 24th.
Got to protect Penix's butt, though, Carl.
All right, so I want you to give us the thinking behind this. But, D, I'm with you. Listen, I've said you can't say our defense needs to be better and we got to get better defense, defensive players, and then do this in the first round. But the thinking behind this is what? Jake is aging and you don't trust McGary if you do something like that?
Yeah, Jake's 33. Granted, his dad played to, 40-something.
Right.
But he's 33. McGary's 30. And in the last year of his contract. So that would be the thinking there. You know, as far as, you know, if you go tackle, you got to get ready for the tackle down the road. And they did this last year. We just didn't catch it. Mm. They were drafting Grady's replacement in the second round and doubled down in the fourth and the seventh on the tackles. They knew it was a possibility they could lose Grady. They let McGary get the free agency last time when he came back. So that would be the thinking there. And then the other part to not dismiss that these coaches think, you know, they can get players. They did it in L.A. With Raheem. They got them in the second, third. You got players later rounds and coached them up. So, you know, the coaching is the part you can't, dismiss. You got a new defensive line coach, Nate Ollie. We're hearing great things about him. And then we're going to need to see a little bit more from Jacquel Smith with his outside guys. But, the coaching part is what they got to sell. Is that, hey, we don't need, you know, but you can get some people in here that can play, they can coach them up, and put together a defense that way.
It's our man, D. Orlando Ledbetter, guys, as now we're getting into crunch time here. The option of trading down, I'm a nerd, D. I did some mock drafts, maybe in the late rounds. Is there still a chance we have our cake and eat it too? I know this organization has never really moved down on the first.
Yeah, I just went through about 12 or 15 of them here, and one of them is the Browns trade back in to 15, the Falcons getting some picks and moving back. Some of these guys that they're looking at, you could probably get at 20, 25, 26 in early in the second. So, there's some quality in this draft outside of the top 12, top 14 guys. We're still keeping an eye on the trade back option. If the quarterbacks are slipping or if somebody wants to come up and get Jackson Dart ahead of Pittsburgh or something like that, 15 will be a good spot. So they should be in a position to amass some picks. They only have five, so they need some more swings, especially if they go offensive tackle. You know, they're going to need some more defensive guys to keep Mr. Blank together there on draft day.
All right. Everybody was there. You were talking to a bunch of people. Is this a weak quarterback class?
Yes, it is. But people are trying to find the Brock Purdy, the diamond in the rough. They don't see it up front with, Shador and Cam. Those are two. They're the two NFL guys. Now, everybody else has got issues. Even the kid from Louisville who played 7 years.
Sure.
He looks like he can play. Maybe he can get you through a couple games or so. Jackson Dart. I'm wondering, Will Howard looked awfully good to me with leading after the Michigan game, of course, for Ohio State. Right. So, there's somebody to be had, in the fourth or fifth round. Jalen Milroe I watched him closely through his whole thing, went through his pro day. Look good at pro day. The ball was coming out. It's choreographed, so he's going to look good at pro day. But that was the best I'd seen him. And people are going to think, oh, he's big. We could run. We could run the Eagle stuff and have him, do some RPO and play that way. So, that's the one to keep an eye on. That's the two to keep an eye on. Jackson Dart, Jalen Milroe, and then Will Howard's kind of my wild card. And the Slough kid from Louisville, been around a few different schools. The kids at Oregon just too little, didn't look good at the combine. I think he's going to probably be an undrafted guy.
Dylan Gabriel. Hey, D, real quick.
Yeah, Dylan Gabriel.
Carl, my partner, my compadre, he's been feeling the pain over the slights to Shador Sanders. Is that just typical pre-draft stuff where teams are hoping they fault him and putting that stuff out there, or is there an agenda against him?
Yeah, it's the old school. Still some old school folks out there. They don't know how to handle young black folks in chains talking smack. and he got it. He's got it from the king. So, you know, he's a suburban gangster. He didn't grow up in any hood or nothing. So, but yeah, some people aren't socialized to be able to accept that. But I went out when the Falcons played Denver. I made a point to go out and get on the field before the game, watch him warm up and throw. You know, they'd already told me last year that he was definitely a pro quarterback. And, you know, you could see the throws, and you could see he could read defenses. Might maybe hold it too long, but, you know, most college kids do. But, you know, you get hit a couple times in the NFL, that could fix that right away.
Yeah. No, look, I agree with you. I think, you know, he's got enough. We talk about the deficiencies of some of these quarterbacks that have come in the league. And you know, he's going to be given a chance somewhere. It's just, to your point, the value. You know, or is it the valuable pick at 3 for the right. Giants to take him when they might be able to get him at 12 or, you know, later in the first round? So I agree with you on that, but I'm with you as far as the smoke screen and all the stuff and the reaction to Shedeur Sanders. We're talking to D. Orlando Ledbetter, guys. A couple other things before we let you go, D. As far as these guys that we are getting back, I heard Rod, and I think he was talking to you, talking about how confident he is in getting these guys back and their production. But, D, we really don't know, right? The Trices, the Rooks of the world, even though there might be a lot of confidence inside of Flowery Branch.
Yeah, no doubt. But, I mean, I saw Rook. I saw enough there.
Me too.
I saw he could play. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I saw him knock some people on their butt and get after it. And I just need to see that over a course of, you know, a game. You know, not so much on Troy Anderson. I think that he can't stay healthy. But Braylon Trice is the one he's mostly referring to, you know, right. Missed last season with Achilles. But even Braylon in college, he wasn't a sack guy. He had 18 sacks over 3 years. So he was a try hard, hold the edge guy, you know, fight guy. And hey, I guess they need that too. So, you know, if he can come back and do that and provide some quality NFL snaps, then you got one more football player.
I love Trice. D is still lukewarm on Braylon Trice. All right, man. One last nugget. It's a contract year, whether he stays here or not, for Ebba Cady. You have any expectations for Ebba Cady elevating his game with Leonard Floyd opposite him?
Yeah, I think we saw it by now. You know, he missed a lot. That second year was the best. That's when he was missing a lot and had a lot of pressure. He still got the spark number, so, you know, maybe the light goes off for him. Yeah, maybe, you know, there have been a lot of guys who, you know, had trouble early, and then the light went off. The next thing you know, there are 10 sack guys, you know, years in a row. So I'm sure there's some hope. But, see, I don't think you can play him and Leonard Floyd together. They're both 240 pounds. Mm. So, you know, you light on both sides.
Right.
So at that point, you know, you got to stick a Zach Harris and somebody next to him. But we're going to see how Ulbrich and Raheem come up with a way to play these guys up front and get after the quarterback.
Great stuff. D, glad you had a good time down there. Great coverage, by the way, brother. And we will talk to you soon. Thanks so much.
Sure, no problem. Carl and Mike, thanks for having me. Have a great day and great weekend.
You
get
too.
Get these Braves together.
Yeah, we're trying.
If only.
We're trying, man. That's D. Orlando Ledbetter, guys. We're going to react to some of the things he had to say there. All right, trying to lay out a few things for us,
right.
You know, when it comes to our Falcons. We got Yeah Man, No Man on the way. It is Dukes and Bell coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. More about our Braves who get an off day. Thank goodness.
And Chris wants people to boo them tomorrow.
Yeah, that's our poll question.
The nerve.
Dukes and Bell 929. You can go check it out. I'm not doing that. But if you feel obligated, tell us why and go vote. Lauren Williams is going to join us. Talk some Hawks coming up next hour as well. We'll get into some dogs right now. Let's get to Yeah Man, No Man. Turtle, what is going on today?
Well, this libelous slander that I want people to boo,
I don't want anyone
to boo. I'm simply presenting an option for the fans to choose.
To boo.
Yes.
I'm giving you a choice. Yes, they deserve it, or no, always cheer them on.
Hmm.
I didn't say I want them to boo.
I know what I heard.
Do they deserve to be booed? I mean, that's a different story.
Do they?
I mean,
they haven't done anything. It's a rough start.
Yeah, it happens.
Mike's right.
No, granted, it's never happened this bad, but it happens.
Okay, that's true. But they don't. They haven't done anything. This hasn't been. Right. Listen, for me, okay, this is me. I don't know about you. Effort, I boo. If I feel like, for example, there's a fumble and a player doesn't make the effort to get on it,
right,
and we lose the game,
I'm booing.
Okay, right. If a guy gets up there, Mike, and he's got the bat on his shoulder and he's not attempting to swing and giving the effort to give us a shot at putting the bat on the ball, and he does it consistently, right, I'm booing. But this isn't that. We've just been outplayed.
Do you boo a malaise? Because it feels like there's kind of a little bit of a malaise over the Braves right now. Is that booable?
Yeah, I mean, well, there is a malaise. I mean, this goes back to, and we talked about this with Brett Boone the other day. I mean, you're not going to have a closed-door meet. Now, you lose, what, 9 in a row or 10 in a row to start the season, maybe you shut the doors and people start yelling.
For real.
And that might be snicker. But I just think that you cannot have this kind of, like, you know, icky balooky, lose your mind stuff, and because if you do that every few weeks, it just doesn't make any difference to anyone, Carl. It's just noise, right?
Yes, it's just
so
noise.
So I just think you got to pick your spots. We know that a couple years ago, Snicker thought they were really sluggish on a West Coast swing. I think it was Phoenix, right, where they had the meeting, and Snicker kind of laid the law down, and they responded. But yeah, I don't know. I think as a fan, you're just kind of stuck with this. Like, you get blindsided by the Jerks and Profar nonsense. You get hit by the Ronaldo Lopez injury. And then on top of that, everyone's just – and again, now, if you're pressing, I don't know. Carl, do they need to go get a slump buster out in Los Angeles?
Come on.
The single guys, of course, not the married guys. That would be wrong.
Well, listen, at this point, whatever they need to do, all right, burn incense, whatever's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. Like, I don't feel like – for me, and again, if you guys feel differently, hit us up, let us know on the poll. But I don't feel like this is a boo-able offense to this point. Turtle, if we're 0-15 or 0-17, okay, that's different. That's a different deal.
0-15?
I'm just saying.
Oh, my God, Carl.
Who thought they'd be 0-7?
You think my mind's in the gutter? You're talking about 0-15. Don't even put that out in the earth.
Well, you mean like booing our team when they hit the field tomorrow?
My goodness, you think I'm being negative. 0-15. All right.
Carl, to go 0-15, they'd have to get swept by Miami, Philadelphia, and also like Tampa Bay. So if they get swept by Miami and Philadelphia – yeah, there's going to be some booze.
Now, that's what I'm saying. That's a different place than, oh, we went on the road, we played the two best teams in the league, and all the stuff that Mike's just laid out, and now they're just going to come back, and I feel obligated. Boo!
Yeah, it's just when you're going this bad, the fans have, because I don't think the fans.
It's very Philly, isn't it?
It's very Philly. It's also, I mean, if we're honest, I mean, yeah, you've been spoiled a little bit, but then there's also an element where, if you listen to me and my belly aching every year about what this team doesn't do, how they don't allocate the funds the right way, they don't give them the funds in the first place.
Fire sale.
Then you start to, that's what I'm saying. If you want to yell at somebody, go find somebody in a suit. Not Alex, but somebody above his pay grade and boo them.
Okay. Mike.
Hey, Terry McGurk, congratulations on the new purchase of real estate across the interstate.
Yeah, talk about having no tact.
We still don't know what that is, though, do we?
Well, I mean, it's Pennant Park.
I mean, but they're going to redevelop it, right?
If I know.
Okay.
Like, they're going to redevelop some starting pitching.
And some bullpen help as well.
Yeah.
He's back. We mentioned him a little bit earlier in the show. Our guy Bruce Drennan has addressed the 800-pound elephant in the room.
I've got a really good source on this one, sports fans.
Yeah, in case you missed it, Orange got a little chunk of what he went viral for the first time.
Talking about Dak to Cleveland.
Well, Oren is searching for that clip. But we do have the new clip. Bruce Drennan returned to the internet, and he is doubling down on his stance.
Get ready for this one.
This is the original clip right here.
I got a pretty darn good source within the Browns organization.
It's unbelievable. Did he get this when he was in prison? Because we found that he was apparently nailed for tax evasion.
I heard since our last show that part of the reason Myles Garrett was so willing to sign this extension for contract. Yeah, money.
These pauses are ridiculous.
Yeah.
The Browns are negotiating as we speak with the Dallas Cowboys for a trade for Dak Prescott.
Okay, so that went viral, caught the internet by storm. And today he returned to his show and said, all you naysayers, this is what I have to say to you.
Okay.
I stand by the statement that I laid out on you last week. This could come about.
Could.
Let me reiterate what I did hear originally in case you weren't with us last week. Dallas and Cleveland would make a deal. Cleveland would get Dak Prescott. Dallas would get Newsom. And the 33rd pick, that's the first pick in the second round. Now, if there's anything else involved in the deal, I don't know about that. I was not told that. I was not informed about anything else. There could be, for all I know.
Uh-huh.
It's not the second pick in the draft. Okay. The Browns would keep that.
Gotcha.
Okay, so if that wasn't good enough,
it wasn't.
For some reason, he decided also to go off on the Atlanta Braves.
Mm.
And he feels like they're going to
be... By the way, it is a $90 million cap hit to Dallas.
It's impossible.
For the Cowboys to do this, and it goes up to $103 million if it's not done before June 1st.
It's literally impossible.
It is.
But we knew that before he ever opened up his mouth in the first
place. I've got a pretty good source on this one.
All right, Mr. Drennan, how do you feel about the Braves?
When you look at the Atlanta Braves, I just think they're still going to win it. They were going to be healthy. They were so banged up a year ago, as much as any NFL team. But they're banged up a little bit to start the season. Strider, Sean Murphy, Acuna won't be joining them until sometime in the first half. But they still have Olsen, Riley, Harris, Ozuna, Albies. Look out for the Braves. They're pitching. I don't even think they miss Max Fried with what they've got coming back. So I like them very much to win the division.
Let's do a podcast and start naming random Guardians players, and we'll talk about that.
Well, get them right, first
of all. And mispronounce them.
Yeah.
He is in Cleveland.
Acuna won the MVP.
Acuna Matata is an amazing player.
You are supposed to be, what's the thing you told me, Turtle? He's the guy that's been around forever. You're supposed to know this.
Yeah, he was on the Bally Sports or FanDuel Sports equivalent for Cleveland for like
Strider, Sean Murphy, Acuna.
Acuna. All right, so
I got to tell you, Carl, once Manzardo gets it cooking for the Guardians, I think they'll be okay.
Here's the other thing. Did he just say football?
Yes, as any other team in football.
Yeah, they were banked up.
Well, the guy's like 70-something. He is, you know, that's gonna be you and me in 20 years, man.
I won't be doing this in 20 years.
When you look at the Atlanta Braves, I just think they're still going to win it. They were going to be healthy. They were so banged up a year ago, as much as any NFL team.
You betcha.
All right. That's hilarious to me.
It really is.
I will now make
How can I believe him when he can't even... How can I buy into anything this guy's saying?
I got a pretty darn good story.
Now, I got to tell you, Carl, Ben Lively, that arm is going to come alive. He's not going to be this bad all season for the Guardians.
When you've been on the inside, Carl, man, you got those sources.
Yeah, that's true. When I was in the big house for my tax evasion, I had a good source. He was in the laundry room, and he gave me some good insight into the Browns and their inner workings.
What was that guy's name, Bruce?
His name was Acuna.
Acuna.
Yes. He's the one he got pinched. He tried to sneak a nail file in with a foot-long hot dog. It was reenacted in Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
He's paying those taxes now, Bruce?
Oh, my God. It was an oversight by H&R Block. I was not to blame.
An oversight.
Yeah, so it's good to know he's doubling down. So he still feels like this is going to happen.
Yes,
though.
Even though it would be an astronomical cap hit for the Cowboys.
Right.
Just the fact that Myles Garrett said, ooh, Dak Prescott, a man who's won one playoff game his whole career, that makes me want to stay in Cleveland.
Get ready for this one.
You know, and the funny thing is, and this is where the world we live in, the standards have fallen. Carl and I talk about this all the time. You always consider the source. Who is the guy? What's the website? You know, just like last week, you know, you heard the conversation. Once the news broke about Jerks and Profar, we vetted it. We said, look, this guy's got experience. He was a Spanish language announcer for the Cubs. He does have a connection, you know, to, I don't know, at Curacao, but certainly Dominican. So then, you know, we found out, yeah, it was accurate. This guy is a clown. This guy has no idea what he's talking about. But then today, when the Milton trade goes down, the Patriots trade Joe Milton. So people then again go, well, there you go. They're going to trade. The Cowboys, Jerry would then literally write this season off based on the cap hit.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous.
And you still got to come together with Micah Parsons' deal.
Which apparently they're talking about. I mean, I don't know if that gets done between now and the start of camp, but Turtle, I'm glad you've refreshed us on this. This may become one of our running deals here on the program to hear what Drennan has to say. It's Drennan, right?
Yeah, Bruce Drennan.
Bruce Drennan, not Frank Drebin. That's Police Squad
okay.
And the Naked Gun.
I wanted to make sure it wasn't the same.
Nice Beaver.
Speaking of which, did you guys know that there is a remake coming out in August.
Yeah.
Starring Liam Neeson.
I'm going to save that for Guy Talk, Chris, yeah, unless you got it here right in your notes.
We
got
to run anyway.
I didn't. Mike just told me. I wasn't aware.
Yep. We'll let Mike preview the trailer. I saw it, and comments will be saved. Don't hit my music.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, Mike just told me that. Matter of fact, he told me in a way that he was very disappointed. Be careful of who you believe. When we come back, we're going to talk some dogs. We also are going to get a chance to talk to Lauren Williams. She covers our Hawks. And we got more on the Braves, man. They're home and hopefully resting well. It's Dukes and Bell.
Acuna won't be joining them until sometime in the first half.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.